Hi, this is Alex, and I'm interviewing my great aunt, Marcy Seltzer. So for the first question, is where did you grow up, and what was your childhood like?
I grew up in Philadelphia, and I was given the opportunity to take art classes on Saturday mornings in downtown Philadelphia, so I used to commute down there by myself, an hour and 10 minutes each way, and then I would sometimes spend the afternoon wandering around downtown Philadelphia, sometimes the old city, which is colonial, and sometimes the more commercial areas, Chinatown, the Fabric Row, different places like that. So I did a lot of wandering around from the age of 11.
What did you learn in those art classes?
What did I learn in the art classes? Well, the first couple years were just regular open curriculum on drawing and painting, color theory, perspective, that kind of stuff. And then I focused on illustration in the 11th grade, and I forget what I focused on in 12th grade. It might have been illustration again.
That's cool. Did you like going to school? Why or why not?
Yeah, I liked going to school. I liked learning.
What was your favorite subject?
Art. I liked history too. I did not like Latin, and I took 2 years of Latin, and then I switched to Spanish, which I liked a lot better. So I took 3 years of Spanish.
Cool. What did you do during the summer when you were off from school?
We used to stay at my grandmother's house in Wildwood, New Jersey. She had that house since World War II.
Oh, wow. What did you do when you were in Wildwood?
What?
What did you do when you were in Wildwood?
Well, before I was old enough to work, we used to just go to the beach and go walk on the boardwalk at night. And then when I was about, I think, 14, I got a waitress job in a small kind of diner place or cafe place, and then the next couple of summers I worked in a diner real close to my grandmother's house. Sometimes I was the waitress and sometimes I was the hostess and cashier.
Mm-hmm. If you could go back and relive your teenage years, would you?
No.
Why not?
That's too stressful.
Has your life been different from what you imagined as a teenager?
Yes. I didn't think I'd end up in Montana. So, I thought I'd be staying in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
But, I got a job out here, and I like it. So,
yeah. That kind of answers my next question, which was, what jobs did you have as a teenager? But what did you do with the money that you earned from your teenage job?
I usually bought fall clothes for school.
Hmm. How did you find your way into your current career?
Well, my Aunt Doris started paying for my Saturday classes at art school when I was 11, and I took them until I graduated high school, and then I got into the same college, the University of the Arts in Philadelphia.
Tell me about a person who has had the greatest impact on your life. What lessons did they teach you?
That's a hard one. I had some very good teachers. My high school teacher, Mr. Kukler, was very helpful in helping me get a scholarship to University of the Arts. And then my teachers there, Paula Winokur and Bill Daly, were very helpful. And I got into graduate school in Illinois. So I was there for several years, getting a Master's of Fine Arts degree. And then I got a job in Montana after that, teaching. at East Montana College.
And then, what have you accomplished so far, personally and or professionally, that makes you the proudest?
I've had two Fulbright fellowships. One was to Uzbekistan, and the other one was to Spain. And they're a very competitive academic scholar or fellowship. So that was, I was the first one in my college to ever get one.
What did you do with those fellowships?
When I was in Spain, I was there for a year, and I interviewed potters and documented their traditions in 48 pottery villages across the country.
Oh, wow.
And Spanish came in helpful.
Yeah. What lessons has working taught you?
What lessons has what taught me?
Working, just in general.
Well, it teaches you responsibility, and you earn what you get. So that's pretty much. I bought a house when I was 25 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And then, how did you and Uncle Matt meet?
We met in a reading group of faculty at the Montana State University.
And then, I know you traveled a lot, so can you just explain some of your, some of those experiences?
Of teaching?
Traveling.
Oh, traveling. Well, let's see. I've traveled almost all over Europe and in the Soviet Union. I have friends in Moscow, St. Petersburg, and then down in Uzbekistan. So I've traveled there, Latvia, right after the Soviet Union kind of fell apart. Things opened up, and the artist unions, which were still around, started doing a lot of exchanges. And so I brought people over from Moscow and St. Petersburg, and then I was invited over there.
Cool. If you could do anything in the world right now, what would it be?
If I could do anything right now? Well, due to the pandemic, I haven't been traveling much, so I'm looking forward to traveling. I'm teaching a class in Italy in May, and in west of London, I'll be teaching a couple workshops there in May also.
Oh, that's cool. What is one of your greatest memories?
One of my greatest memories? I think the year I lived in Spain was one of my greatest years. It was really interesting, and Spain is really a historic country. It's got goes all the way back to cave painting, so it's got a lot of things to absorb when you're there.
Were you there, like, teaching class, or?
I taught workshops over there, and I had a, like I said, I had the Fulbright over there where I just went around and interviewed people, and while I was in the area, I would go to historic sites. I've been to prehistoric caves. I like Spain. I think it's my favorite country.
Hmm. If you could travel to the past, is there anything that you would change or do differently?
If I could travel into the past?
Yeah, like time travel.
Time travel, and if I could change something?
Yeah, like about your life.
What? About my life?
Yeah.
No, I'm pretty satisfied with my life.
That's good. What are some traditions that have been passed down through our family, and how were they started?
Hmm.
If there are any.
I'm trying to think. Well, we used to go to Thanksgiving at my grandmother's house, and then when she died, we moved everything over to Aunt Jackie's house, which was in York, Pennsylvania. And not less. We used to have about 29 people at dinner, and so the children ate. There was a children's table, and the last time we were there, Marilyn, my sister, older sister, was the youngest person, or the oldest person at the children's table. And then all the people in their 80s and 90s were at the big table. So that's one of the traditions we had in the family.
And then, since we're approaching the holiday season, I was just wondering what are some of your favorite holidays and why?
Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday, and I think it's because of all the past memories I have of the big family gatherings. And when I moved to Montana, I couldn't go home for Thanksgiving. I started hosting big Thanksgiving dinners. So I like that. I like cooking the turkey. I'm only having two guests for dinner this year, but they're excited about coming, so it's nice.
Is there any particular Thanksgiving memory that stands out to you?
I think after my grandmother died and we started having Thanksgivings at my Aunt Jackie's, we would my cousins and I would go walking around in the cornfield behind her house and visiting. My Uncle Chuck would make sourdough biscuits, and he always kept his sourdough starter for years and years and years.
And then just for the final question, how would you like people to remember you?
I don't know. I have a lot of students who remember me as being one of their favorite teachers, so that's a nice thing. And I'm not real involved with community things in Red Lodge right now because I'm retired up there and I don't get out much and mingle, but that's hard to say what that'll be, you know.
And actually, there's actually one more question.
Okay.
Are there any places that you haven't been but would like to go to?
Well, we're planning to go to Eastern Europe and go from Budapest up to Prague, I think next year maybe. And then one thing I want to do is go to Portugal and float down the Porto River and in almond season, when the almonds are blooming, because they're pink. So I think that'd be pretty to do.
Okay. Thank you for taking the time to be interviewed. It was really interesting hearing what you had to say. So thank you. And have a nice day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.